Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is still in charge. One thing I want to say to everyone that's listening in, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Tonight, that we're just going to be able to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and just move forward. In America, we see a lot of things that are going on tonight, but our God is still an awesome God. There is no God like him. So I would encourage you to please tune in. We're supposed to have on the net Reverend A. Roy of Prince's Love, Apostle Esther Limerick, and Evangelist Cynthia Johnson, and they should be coming on very shortly. One of the things I would like to remind you of, when you see the 23rd number of Psalms, remember, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down where? In comfortable green pastures. I want to thank him very much. Take that and go and look it up and see what it's saying. God is an awesome God. There's no God like him. He's full of fire. He loves us. He appreciates us. And one thing I wanted to say to you, the more we love God, the more he loves us. Do you love him? I do. He loves me so much until he gave me the right hand of fellowship through his son, Jesus Christ. And so tonight I just want to thank God for everything he has done for me. So we just move forward and just thank God, moving forward. Amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. If we take the word of God, what God is saying, as I've said many times in the past, what God will do for you, nobody else can do it. See, God can make he is able to do everything. He cannot, will not, he's always there. And even I want to just say, hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me? Praise his name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Go right ahead on the show is yours now.
I thought
Reverend
you was just
Water
getting started. Oh, time flew. God bless America, and God bless all the saints that's in the sound of my voice and those that can hear me spiritually, wherever they may be. Glory to God in the highest this Monday, May 1st, 2017.
Yes. Oh.
And we're so glad to be in the land of the living. Let us pray. Oh, glorious Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we enter into your courts and welcome your presence in the name of Jesus. To cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness and ungodliness and unholiness. Make us pure to thee, God, in Jesus' name. Bind every force of evil that would hinder or slow down or entrap in Jesus' name to the body of Christ all over the world, Lord. Loose your power and your might. And your love unfeigned, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I haven't totally prepared anything. I was stuck with many, 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 many decisions. I've been in prayer, and I did, however, pull out my prayer book. I do need to Google or ask you to Google prayers and see if y'all can find this here red book of prayers. I've taught you out of it before. This book has everything in it. But, however, I do want to read you Psalms 103:1-3. I'm not going to even stop probably until I get through with the Psalms. Because I think it is one of the greatest psalms of authority that we can engraft authority from all over the Word of God.
Yeah.
And Psalms 103 shows everything we know before the cross speaking to the Gentiles, to the to the Israelites, to Israel.
Israelites.
But after the cross, all of us that have been born again have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. We have a right to the tree of life, and we have a right to all the things, all the promises, all the authority, all the power in the name of Jesus. And Psalms 103, of course you all know, Psalms was written by David, to our best of knowledge, the whole 150 Psalms. But I capitalize on this one because this is one that has helped me deliver. Is that my phone? Oh, God, the devil is a liar. I bind that phone. I hear it echoing. Did anybody else hear it echoing?
Noel.
Oh, thank God. Make a joyful, oh, that's 100, 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Yes, sir. And I want y'all to really make a note of blessing his holy name. And this is David speaking. That was verse 1. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, that's important, y'all. That's what you got to cling to when you're in dire straits, when all trouble's hitting you from every which way, when all your friends and all the loved ones that you think you got faith, you got, when all of them be hitting you, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I got two trips. That's Metrolift calling to tell me. Wait, hold on.
Time
of 8:48 a.m. Okay. All right. That's what
be
I need.
To rise.
Yes, glory to God. And verse 3, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all. I want y'all to capitalize on all. It is so important. It is so important. All of our, all thy diseases,
all of them.
And I'm guilty. Okay, when you pray, say, Father, forgive her, because I have asked for God to heal me of certain diseases and have left a lot of them undone, like high blood pressure or diabetes and arthritis. I haven't totally asked for healing. I've asked for healing for high blood pressure, but not seriously. You know what I mean? Like, God, please heal me of high blood pressure. Not, I don't think I was real serious about it like I was when I couldn't walk or when I couldn't talk and things like that, because I have just learned to live with it. But I need to ask God to heal me and of diabetes. Even though I don't have any of the symptoms of it, but they diagnosed me with it. So, you know, he said all diseases. He didn't say some, didn't he? So let us be mindful, people, every day, to thank God for healing us of all diseases. And remember to encourage the saints and your brothers and sisters in Christ who get weary. We all get weary, and we all forget. We forget. That's why it said, did you see that part? And forget not all his benefits. That is Psalms 103, 1 and 2. That's 2 that I'm talking about. Because just like if you'll remember, matter of fact, one week I'm going to do a study on forget, how the Israel forgot. Israel kept forgetting. Even I, when I first got saved, I said, oh, how could anybody forget what God has done for them? Well, I'm here to tell you, God has done a trillions of things for me. And would you say, it is a crying shame that I have forgot some of them things. And so that's why the word of God says, put them in remembrance. Put them in remembrance. And my grandchildren were over last week, and they said, and they was teasing, telling, calling their friends, grandmother got Jesus on every wall. Now, that sounds kind of mentally ill, don't it? You think, well, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. On every wall.
On every wall. I put things that's valuable. One of my girlfriends got important paintings and artwork all over her house. But I got scriptures on every wall and try to have Jesus on every wall because I need Jesus. I ain't ashamed of Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the Lord and Savior Christ. I'm not ashamed. I need him, y'all. And not only do I need him right this minute as I'm speaking to you all, I need him every second. Every ounce of the day and every day, during the night when I'm asleep, during the day when I'm woke, I need the Lord. So, yes, we're only going to be here for a short time. And I haven't got any art experts going to come in my house and tell me that I've got paintings worth $1 million and $10 million and stuff on my walls. But I wouldn't even want them if they ain't got Jesus on them. If I had $10 million or $10,000 painting, I declare I would draw Jesus on it. I'm telling you, but I wouldn't buy a $10,000 painting myself personally. Now, if you want to give me one, I'll take it gladly. But I wouldn't buy. because I know that we're here for a short time. The Bible says our life is like a vapor.
Yeah.
Put your steam pot on and look and watch that steam come up. That's vapor. It's here but a second. Sometimes you can see a vapor and sometimes you can't even see a vapor. You know what I mean? So I ain't got time to waste my money on that. I would rather be a blessing to people and ask God, who can I bless, you know? Because I want to lay up treasures in heaven, not here on earth, where the dust and the moss, and I have to worry about the ghosts and the thieves breaking in and stealing. I just love the Lord. I just love the Lord. And so I want you to let me go on through Psalms 103. We was at 3. And as I said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Listen to that. You know what iniquities are? And sins.
Yeah.
God forgiveth all of these. When you can't think of Matthew 18:18 or 2:24. David was a man after God's own heart. And if as you study the Psalms and read the Psalms, you see your delight. He puts a good taste in your mouth and in your heart and in your soul. Psalms 4, 103, 4, who redeemeth, listen at this, you guys, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth, do you hear me, thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God, I'm telling you, Psalms 103, who satisfy, verse 5, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 6, Psalms 103, verse 6, everybody. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Verse 7, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. You remember that? I mean, you know, when you study and you realize what he did all that to the children of Israel. But I want to tell you, on this side of the cross, on this side of the cross, he has done the same things for you and me. He's done just as many miracles for you. But because we have this sense of entitlement, we forget all of his benefits. We forget all the miracles he's bought us from. We forget all the times he's saved our lives. We forget all the times he's fed us when we was hungry. We forget all the times he's given you income when you had none, money when you had none. You forget that he's kept you safe every night. You forget that he's given you a sound mind, hallelujah, and your limbs. We got legs. I got legs, two legs and two feet that I can use right now. I got two arms and two hands that I can use right now. I got two eyes that I can see out of, and I got a mouth that I can speak out of. I mean, but because we feel entitled, because we see heathens running around and using all profane and foul language and cursing up a storm and not giving God any glory, and we see them not able to use all their limbs and stuff, don't look at it that way. Look at it this way. Say, God, you are extraordinary good. God is good to the wicked. Don't let nobody fool you. He ain't just good to the good. God is good to the wicked. God is good. And his goodness endureth forever, the Bible says. Let me get back I was at verse 7. Psalms 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. I already read that, but just for anybody who might just be coming on. Verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy, y'all. If you don't believe God is merciful, look at me. God has been merciful. I'm a perfect example. Not only me, but all of us. None of us deserve the goodness and mercy of God. None of us. No matter how good you've been all your life or how bad you've been, none of us deserve the goodness and mercy of God. But he's plenteous. He's good. He's good. Oh, glory to
he's
God.
He's good. Oh, good.
I want to always give him his praise. And I want to always thank him, thank him, thank him. Now, verse 9. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Now, I want y'all to remember that. But because our sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven. Oh, this phone.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Keep kicking.
But
keep
according
kicking.
To
Go
verse
off.
9, it says he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10, he has not dealt with us after our sins. Didn't I just tell y'all that a while ago?
Yeah.
nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. Oh, and I do want to shout right here on the phone. I tell you, I hear myself echoing. I can't even. I got to see if I can change phones to see if all of them are like this. This is my AT&T phone. I'm talking to y'all on. Hello.
Yes. Are you there? Go ahead. Hello? She just dropped, but she'll come right back on. She's back on.
That phone just dropped.
That phone just dropped.
Oh, God, I tell you,
God,
it's a shame about this here phone service. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I loose the mighty angels and ministering spirits of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to send away all this interference in Jesus' name. Okay, verse 10.
Okay, verse 10.
He Psalms 103,
verse 10.
He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. Verse 11. For as the heaven
is
high above the earth, so great is his mercy
towards
them that fear him. That is very important, people. That you fear him.
You
I mean, well, who
him.
Can't?
I mean,
how can you not be
you
afraid
not
of the Lord?
Afraid
and
of the Lord.
When you
and
love him,
when
it's
you
a different
him,
kind of fear.
Different kind of fear.
Oh, this phone,
oh,
Jesus.
This phone, Jesus.
I hear myself echoing.
I hear myself
Oh, I don't know what to do. AT&T is giving me the blues tonight. But any case. Verse 14. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth
that we
are
dust.
Oh, glory. Now, you know, there's in
there's
another that scripture
somewhere else, too.
As for man,
his
days are as grass.
As
a flower
of
the field,
so
he flourished. That was verse 15, Psalm 103,
verse
15. Now verse 16.
For the wind
passes
over it,
and is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy,
verse 17.
Of the Lord is from everlasting to
everlasting.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, y'all?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Upon them
that fear him.
Let's
get it straight.
That's
his mercy is on them that fear him. And his righteousness unto children's children. Remember, I always pray for our children's children's children.
That's
who I always pray for.
Verse
18. To such as
keep
his covenant,
and
to those
that
remember
his
commandments,
to do them.
Verse 19.
The
Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens,
and his kingdom
ruleth
over all.
Bless the Lord,
his
angels
that
excel
in strength,
that do his commandments,
hearkening
unto the voice
of his word.
Verse 21.
Verse 21.
Bless ye the Lord,
ye
all,
the
ye
Lord
his hosts,
all ye his hosts.
Ye ministers,
ye of, ministers
his,
of his.
That do his pleasure.
That do his pleasure.
Verse 22,
verse
and the last 22 verse,
and the last
of, Psalms 103. Bless the Lord,
bless
all,
the
his
Lord
work,
all his work
in all places,
in
of,
all
his
places of his dominion.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord,
oh my,
oh my soul.
Bless the Lord.
Bless
hallelujah.
The Lord.
I mean, that took
I
me
mean,
through the
whole,
my whole 30
minutes almost.
30 minutes almost.
Amen.
I just hate this bonus echoing. I own a second.
That's
all
right.
But I tell you, there was so much I wanted to share with you all, but
God
has a time and a place.
Amen.
I want to know that. I love you.
I love you.
And I love all
those with
his mightiness,
with his
because
mightiness.
I'm telling you,
we
are honored and privileged
and
humbled to the meekest part I can be. Because God has shined his light on me, and I'm grateful because God knows I don't deserve 1 ounce
of his goodness.
But I thank him.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Pray for our president. And
I want y'all to love
not only this president, but I pray God for our new president that we're going to have also. We love them. And did y'all hear that Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg is think he's running for president? I don't know if he's a Republican or a Democrat, but he's young blood. He's young blood, and I will pray for him and pray that God do put us some young meat in there. And I will pray that God will put some righteous people.
Righteous.
But we know that the end times and everything is going to get wicked, Lord. We only know that we have to trust in our source, and that is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we thank
Hallelujah.
God for all the senators and Congress people all over the United States and all the state legislators, mayors and governors, and of course the governor of our state. He says he's a Christian, so I ask God to y'all need to pray for our governor because the Republicans don't have a heart that can have right. They have a heart that paid after indignation and all those things. But we want
that
have a heart for the poor. And by
the poor,
when you lend to the poor,
you lend to
God. That's what God says.
Amen.
So we ain't looking out just for the 1%ers or the poor. We're looking for the middle class, too, because I've been middle class, and I know how it is to support the whole United States. I mean, the middle class has got the whole United States in the palm of their hands, and they give me their treats. And military, I'm a veteran myself, so I do want you all to pray for the veterans. Please pray for the veterans. I was poisoned in Alabama by the and now they just showed up a while ago that there's some more veterans who are being poisoned also. So pray for the veterans and please pray that these presidents, senators and stuff, will honor our veterans and give them all their due. I thank y'all for your prayers and touching and agreeing with me that we have the victory. We do have the victory. And just begin to thank God that for all the promises that he's already given us and all the victory he's already given us. In Jesus' name, God bless you and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Well, I know we got a lady that's coming on with us tonight. I'm very thankful for Apostle Esther Limbrick, a woman
praise
that's got the word to punch in. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
To be able to come on the line with the saints.
I don't know if it's my phone or what, but I hear it.
Let me do this here. Go ahead and talk. I have it on mute. Okay, it's off now. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
We can hear you.
Somebody else must have been. Put it on mute, please. Okay. I was saying I want to thank the Lord for his power, and I want to thank God for Minister Love coming out of the Book of Psalms and just hearing her. It made me think, okay, Father, I really was coming on to be a comfort and minister too. And then when I said that, I thought about her when she's talking about how good God is and in Psalms 103. So the Lord put on my heart, I'm coming out of Psalms 101. And I just want to talk about God's integrity. You know, integrity is something else, I can tell you that. Because if you want to live blameless life, lead a life of integrity in your own home, in your own temple, he will help you. And so you say, well, what do you mean? I'm talking about Psalms 101. You know, when Minister Love called me, my mind, thank you, Holy Ghost, I had forgotten that I said I was going to be, I was going to call today on the line. I had forgotten. But, see, the Holy Ghost know you. He know your heart. And he know you don't do things intentionally. So integrity is built within you. And he'll put somebody or a reminder or something to call you. And I want to thank him because of prayer. And I want to stop a moment and pray. Father God, I want to thank you for the power of prayer, because it's prayer that got me up today to do all of the little missionary runs I had to make today, because my body didn't want to do anything but lay there in the bed. But I knew I had to get up and go. And so I began to pray. And through the power of prayer, we prayed, and Minister Love prayed. I was quicker. Get up. Take a shower. You'll be all right. And I want to thank him. I was. So I know it was God. So, you know, in Psalms 101, it says, I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. That's why when we come on the line and we start singing, praise the Lord, everybody. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. It's the praises that's deep rooted in our heart. And we thank him for that. And verse 2 says, I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. You know, integrity is something else. Now you say, what do you mean? Talk about the favor of God. It was Sabbath. We went out, and I went down to the Chinese place to buy some shrimp fried rice. But next door was the church in Christ's ministry, and they were out there barbecuing and had some good tender barbecue and potato salad and pork and beans. And I said, oh, Lord, this will go with our little feast here at the service today. So I stopped by, and he told me, well, you can get a plate, and you can get the ribs and the sausage for $10. I said, oh, okay. So I told him, so you have the, I don't have cash. I have my nets being called. And he said, the lady said, Esther, her name was Esther, too. Esther said, no, we don't have a card. I mean, we don't have the machine for the car. She said, but you can come by tomorrow, and I put it on an envelope, and the church door will be open tomorrow, and they have that machine. I said, okay. I brought it up to say integrity. That's integrity. God will quicken you. People favor you. You're supposed to keep your word and go take care of that bill. You know you got the food, you got to go take care of it. So many people don't fulfill. They'll get things from you, your money or whatever, and never pay you back. But integrity will make you pay back. And you say, I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. You know, even on the Facebook, all kind of remarks. And I don't know yet. Somebody going to show me how to delete those with the vulgar mouth on Facebook on my page. I don't even want to see those words when I open up my Facebook, because it's vulgar words, you know. And sometimes you have to be careful. You don't want to correct them on Facebook because they might curse you out back again on Facebook. But I don't have to keep that on my page. Then it says, I hate all who deal crookedly. Crookedly. You think about crooks. They play on you all the time. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas. People can place ideas in your head, sound like it's good, but you know when it's not of God. And stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. And that comes along with gossip. We have to turn our ear away from gossip and slander. Even though the person they might be talking about, what they say might be true, but you don't want to hear it. You don't want to talk about it. Let God take care of that person. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. You know, right now, my heart is in a search for new friends and for faithful companions. Like the other day, I told a friend, I said, you know what? I really wish God would give me a traveling companion. First thing in my mind, Tisha said, oh, you don't need no husband. I said, I didn't say husband. I said, a traveling companion. That means somebody whose spirit is like yours, you've got like spirits, somebody you can travel with. And you can praise God. And I know what I'm talking about because I had a mother in the Lord, Mother Henry. She gone on to be with the Lord. And Mother Henry used to travel with me. We'd go to Beaumont. While I'm driving the whole time, we going there. She's singing praise song like, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. We talk about God from the time we get in the car till we get to Beaumont. And see, that's what you're talking about, a traveling companion. I don't need nobody just sitting in the car and like a dead log and no, never say nothing about Jesus. Or they want to talk about everything else but Jesus. And you say something about Jesus, they want to call us fanatics. Like Ruth say, they want to say we got Jesus up everywhere. And when they walk in our door, all we want to talk about is Jesus. Yeah, that's all I want to talk about is Jesus. He's the best thing there is to talk about. Ain't nothing else out here that interests me more than him. Hallelujah. And see, only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house. And liars will not stay in my presence. My daily test will be to ferret out the wicked and free the city of the Lord from their grip. So I just read to you Psalms 101, and it just was a blessing. The book of Psalms is always an uplifter. Amen? Hello?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if anybody was still on or not, because sometimes these phones, we don't cut off.
No, we muted.
Oh, okay. And like I said, that's what I wanted to talk about, integrity. And then in talking about it, it's like asking the Father, we say, Heavenly Father, examine our heart and show us our errors first. And then remind us to walk with integrity and honesty and all my dealings with others. Praise God for deliverance and hope and for the freedom of integrity. And deliverance, that's what we have to pray for continuously for our children. You know, some people say, well, you done prayed that prayer. No, we have to continue to pray for our children's deliverance. Not let them wear us down, but pray for them. Because God is the only one who can deliver them. He's the only one who can draw them to him. And so as we, as Christians, begin to think about it, somebody prayed for us. The song says, somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed for me. My mother prayed. My father prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. So that's all I want to contribute this tonight, is to keep on praying and believing and trusting, and don't let nobody convict you. If you have Jesus all over your house, or Jesus, I don't care what they call me. They can call me a Jesus fanatic or whatever. I'm a praise until he come back. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want you to stay on the line with us, because one thing I would say, God is so good to us, his mercy endured forever. To those of us that know it, and I just want to let you know, when she read from the Psalm 150, you go back to the first Psalm, and it says, blessed who? Psalm chapter 1 says what?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Psalm chapter 1. See, sometimes it behooves us to get, okay, it says, blessed are those who walk. Love you, Father. You got to read it to us, please. Read it to us. Anybody got on the radio station, read it to us, please. Read it to us. Someone.
One.
Someone.
Okay. It's an O.
Praise God.
It's an O. The joy
someone.
Of those
someone.
Who do not. Well, that's what I should read, Psalm 1.
That's
what I should read,
Psalm 1. Those who are sitting in what? The blessed. When we read Psalm 101, it has so much magnitude until it brings us to a point to say, he said, I will not sit nor stand in the way of those who do wrong. And I got my old Bible, put it up here, and I'm going to show you. And one thing I'm finding.
Okay.
It says this. Blessed, here's the key word, blessed. He's blessed already. Blessed is the man that walketh not the counsel of the ungodly. There are so many ungodly men and women on the face of this earth until they're not listening to what God is saying. They're only hearing what they want to hear. They don't want to do what God said. And I'm telling you right now, when you take your time, you will. What he's saying. See, the ungodly, they love homosexuals, they love lesbians, they love killers. Today we find out so many people killed for no reason. See, the enemy is attacking.
Yeah.
He's attacking. But the only way he's going to defend those of us who know how to pray, the Bible teaches you and I, according to Psalm 91, is we that going to seek a place of the Most High, we dwell. And the secret place of the as God says, I got you. As the young boy said, he got our back. So God's got our back as long as we come in the name of Jesus Christ. He will defend us. He said it was in angels He sent angels to watch over us.
Yeah.
If one comes to you, 10's going to fall to one side, and 5 go to another. So can you imagine if any of us got in prayer every so often? Can you imagine what happens? See, I'm asking God to give me a prayer time so I can get on the radio station and let everybody hear what we're saying. Give everybody an opportunity to pray.
Yeah.
We in trouble. And we elders, some of us are elders.
Yeah.
Anytime you pass 50, you elders. Hello. Amen. Anybody got something to say while we're on there? Right. By God bless us. Amen.
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 Amen. This has been a good day for me because I'm going to tell you something. I had a big fight with AT&T. Those are smells.
Amen.
They're number raw chocolate. They don't know. And then what? I just said, wait a minute. We just paid one big bill. Why got to pay another one?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to fight to get this done.
Amen.
And when you bring your proof, they say, when you bring your proof and you show it to them, they say, oh.
Amen.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. Y'all don't keep keep records too.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And all they want to try to do is get all they can. All they can. But I'm grateful to God. The man could have told me how long I was going to be there sitting in the seat to get something fixed with my phone. I said, now, see, I don't want to sit in the council of the ungodly. Now, sinner, I sit in the seat of a scornful person. A scornful person is very, very. They will scorn you. They will talk about you bad. They will put you down every time they get a first opportunity. Ain't nothing with him. He ain't nobody. Ain't nothing with that. She's supposed to be an apostle. Ain't nothing wrong. No, that's an lie. That's a lie from the pits of hell. And I command to go back in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's how we have to pray. We cannot be afraid anymore. We cannot be afraid. Because when you're afraid, the enemy comes and says, see, that's what's happening to America.
Yeah.
And some of those right hands and left hands, one person said, why don't y'all do something about the president? I said, that's why they got a House of Congress. They got those elected and senators. Well, they ain't doing it because they're scared of them. They're afraid to do anything. They know that.
Yeah.
Well, we just got to learn on somebody. But that's all right. We still love them. Crazy. But see, one thing I would say to those who listen to what we're saying, the God we serve is an awesome God. And I want you to know something else. When we heard it today, they are going to take all this nutritional food from the young people. Why are they doing that? Have you ever read that question?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they taking? Why? Because they know they got their own stuff to want to put in office. A bunch of J-U-N-K.
Yeah.
And when you know what D-U-N-G means, you know what dong means? Is anybody what the dong means? Take it to go and search it. As sister say, put on what's called and search it. I'm gonna tell you, Doug is never body waste. That's all they wanna do. Those children not getting no vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, E, F. They didn't get any of that. So what they're trying to tell you, the God you love, the God you serve, he can stop us. Yes, he can. But God is saying to us, he said, I've given you power. I've given you the authority. That's what we're going to do with it. We got to fight the good fight of faith. That's what it's all about. These youngsters don't understand. Young man today got that over 1960. What's the place to start with a W?
Walmart.
And the guy told me, he said, well, you know, the Most High. I said, the Most High. I said, who's the Most High? Well, you don't talk about the Most High. No, I don't. See, they got the Most High. They won't call him the full name, the Most High God. Well, the Most High God all this. You got to remember, you can't find the Most High written in the Old Testament. Old Testament, the Most High. But he always said the Most High God. If you're gonna reserve him, do it right. So you know I did. I prayed him from where I was. He called himself teaching me to. I prayed him while I was standing there. My wife said, you're all right, I said, yeah. Sometimes, beloved, May I say this, Saul? Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
The time has come
mm-hmm.
where we got to stand up. No matter what we've gone through, I done went through cancer. I done went through a bad heart, the heart is healed now. Not until I got asbestos, I got to pray it away. See, God wants to hear us. See, God
mm-hmm.
said, I will listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will listen to you. I mean, we're just as young as we can be, 120 years old. We ain't got started yet. But he's waiting on us. You all right?
Amen.
Amen.
You all right?
Amen.
Amen. And
Amen.
See, one of the things I will say, the most God loves us is through Jesus Christ. He said, but
mm-hmm.
I can't have nobody that won't come to
mm-hmm.
Jesus. If you don't come to Jesus, I can't hear you. You've got to
That's
come
right.
to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You've got to come to him. And I've told many people, the more you take the Old Testament as the A. Roy, our teacher, she said, God of the Old Testament, of the New Testament, he was God then, he's God now, but it's more the name of Jesus Christ. And I began to tell someone about it, my beloved. I said, when you read the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, and take your time and let it all sink down, it will not blow your mind, but it'll bring your spiritual mind understanding into what God is doing. And I want you to know something. When we take God at his word, do you not know God says, he said Israel. I heard the teacher talk about it. Israel sinned and didn't want to hear what God was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But God had to chastise them. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
My God Almighty.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's
but you know
good.
What?
That's all
one
I
of
know.
The things
good.
I was...
That's all I know.
Ma'am? What do you say, sister?
I
Hello?
Say he's good.
I say he's good.
And that's
I
all
know.
I know. He
but you know
good.
What?
And taste and see that he is good.
And
he will come to
and
you.
He will come to you.
And bring you out all your distress.
Yes.
I'm not worried about
I'm
the president
about
and
president
what they
and
say he's going to
do
because
he
can't
do
no
more
than God allowed him to do. And all we got to do is
stand
strong and trust God.
And trust God.
But that's what I be trying to teach all the time, Sister Esther. The more
I
we
know.
Stand in unity with the word of God, and we take it. See, the word of God was printed in the Old Testament. It became alive in the New Testament. And
mm-hmm.
the more we get it moved into
mm-hmm.
our spirit, we can stand firm and say no. Like we went to some of the people went to Austin. And I told them, if
yeah.
you would pray and believe with
yeah.
all of us, we can stop the pension, the Republicans stopping the pension for the people. See, the devil don't want the
I
poor
know.
People have nothing. Who's going to fight for them?
I know.
Are you going to go out
to
them and get on the street?
I know.
See, because poor people need some help. And God says, the poor you help with me always. Always.
Yeah. And see,
not
true,
just because
see,
of
true.
Amen.
The poor people.
The poor
let me
people,
tell you something.
Let me tell you
they
something.
Need to try
they need
to stop
try
living
stop
above
living
their means.
Above their means.
Now, what I mean by that,
amen.
What I mean by
think
it.
About
I
us
think about
on the line and
on
we
the
were
line.
Brought up.
We were bought up.
Now I know we were poor.
Now I know
but
we
when
poor.
I was
but when
coming
I
up with my mother and father, we were poor.
But
I didn't feel nothing because
whatever
my mother cooked, it came
good
to me. And I know that's
me.
What
I
have a gift for. Creating stuff.
Make
it taste good.
Taste
anything. And make something out of it. And see...
And
we believe it now,
believe
above,
it now
our means.
Above our means.
We want to go
and
sit
at
the
restaurant.
And I'm not criticizing
and,
people
and
that want to do it, but they want
to
come back and brag about it.
Oh,
we spent
$300
on the bill. For
this
and that and whatever.
I
thank God
for
the rest of the month and spend
for $300.
No, I can cook too good.
Well, I want to tell you something, Sister Esther. since you mentioned restaurant, in the month of May, I have a ticket for you I have a ticket for you to come down to I have a ticket for you to come to Brady's Landing.
Oh, yeah.
You believe
me? I heard of those places a minute ago, but what I'm saying.
I know. I can let you know just
you know
my
what
mind.
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
Everybody like these
Well, that's the reason why I say all the time, whenever God gives me some money to do something with, I don't go and say, I'm going to do this. I do what God instructs me.
Yeah.
And that's why I jump on people when the Lord tells me to do something. Don't jump on me. Jump back on God, because he told me to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do whatever he tells me to do. And like I said, one thing I want to say.
I stopped by H-E-B.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at some red snapples.
Oh, my
and
God.
It just had two little pieces that was already sliced. And I said, well, give me those two pieces of fish. And when I looked up there, it said 13 something. And I was going to pay that.
And it said $30.
I'm going to be celebrating this whole month. whole month. Yeah, month of May. This is my birthright month. And I celebrate Jesus.
Now, how old are you going to be? 26?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah, when you start talking about God, I'm touching. I'm getting pretty close to 80. I said, God, I want to thank you. I'm going to make 79 on May the 20th. And who but God has kept me here. Yes, Lord.
And you see what God is doing for you? And you see what I said? I got the tickets for you. See, I didn't even know. But God knew it.
Right.
God knew it. We got an event. God knew it.
Yeah.
Because I want to tell you, be patient. Hold up just a minute. We got an event to come on. I want to tell you, Evangelist Cynthia Johnson. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello. Hello.
Are you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. That's what it's all about. Giving God glory.
That's it.
And we thank and praise God for this.
We're
having some stormy weather down here now in Georgia. But it's all right. God got this.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we just praise you for whatever that you have given us this day. God, we thank you for life itself. And God, we ask you to just look upon your people everywhere. Cover us with your blood. Lord, we give you glory. Because thou art worthy, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. I want to talk about giving God the glory.
All right.
I heard a song said, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. We got a right to praise him.
All right.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A little bit of that.
Hallelujah.
He said, everybody praise the Lord. We were created to give God glory. You know, a lot of times people, they think about self. They want to put self in the way. But you know what? It's all about Jesus. When Jesus went to the cross, he wasn't even thinking about himself. All he wanted to do was fulfill what the Lord had sent him to do. He wanted his Father to be glorified in the Son. And this is what we as Christians want. That should be our desire, that God get the glory out of our lives. And whatever we do, whatever kind of task we go through the day, we ought to want God to get the glory out of our life. In the book of Romans, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to read a few verses, from the 5th verse through the maybe the 11th verse. And it said, now Now may the God of patience and comfort grant us to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God of the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glorify God together. We got to give God some glory. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made to his father, and that the Gentile might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and to your name." And again he says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles." He wants us to praise him out loud. He wants us to give God some glory. Don't be ashamed. Whatever we go through in life, we ought to just be glad to give God the glory, because God is worthy of all the praise. And can nobody do us like Jesus? He woke us up early this morning. He didn't have to do it. So we got something to give God praise for. As we go through the day, we ought to be thinking, telling God, thank you, giving him the praise. Jesus' request as he looked to the cross was that he might glorify the Father. That's even though he was going through all those pain, that suffering, and he did it for us, but he did it because he wanted God to be glorified in him. And you know, we as Christians, that ought to be what we want God to be glorified in us too. Whatever we do, if we pray for somebody, we don't want to get no glory. If we sing a song, whatever we do, we ought to do it to the glory of God. If we just give some encouraging word to somebody and they feel better, it stops somebody from losing their lives, or we witness to people that they will come to Christ, we ought not to be seeking glory. We ought to tell God, thank you for using us as a God. That's what Jesus wanted to be. He wanted to be a servant, and that's what he did, and that's what we are, servants. He said to love, we got to serve. So that's what we are here for, to serve, and so that my God will be glorified in us. Even as tragedy come in our lives, or if we have success in our life, we ought to tell God thank you, because the Father, we want him to be glorified in whatever happened in our life. Whatever task we have to go through, if it's hard or is it simple, we ought to say, thank you, Lord, we want you to be glorified. You know, a lot of times things happen to us, the enemy come and distract us and try to get us off course. Sometimes you want to get us all upset. But, you know, we ought to think sometime and say, how would Jesus handle this? What kind of glory would he get out of this situation? You know, everything that we go through in life, the Bible let us know that all things are going to work for our good. If it might seem bad right then, but eventually you'll see some good in it. So all you got to do is say something good is going to come out of this situation. Give God the glory. Begin to praise him while you're going through and watch God work for you. Hallelujah. We're going to give God the glory, for God is worthy of all the praises. And you know what? Sometimes we got to think about how, I think about how God took care of me even when I was going through very hard problems. But you know what? If it had not been for me getting the word of God on the inside, then miracles would not have happened for me. How we walk in the flow of miracles. You can do it by just giving God praise, seeing God as he is. God is the spoken word. That's what he is. We got to take our eyes off our circumstances while we're going through. Lord, I praise you. I know you're going to bring me out of this. Hallelujah. Don't look at the problem. Tell the problem about your big God. Hallelujah. That's what we got to do. We got to realize that every promise of God is a seed to our miracle. That's why we're going to give him the glory. We're going to praise him. Hallelujah. How do we see God? I see him as all-powerful. I see him as all-knowing. I see him as present right now with me. He told me he won't leave me in my hardest trials. I know God is right there. Oh, glory to your name. I see him as a healer. When I was sick, eyes rolled back in my head. Hallelujah. I didn't know how I was going to come out. Fever was so high. But let me tell you something. Laying there on that bed, the Lord raised me up that day. I mean, I was as a child. I was a child at that time. But you know what? It was nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus did that. I saw him as a deliverer. He's a deliverer. I went into a coma, smoking dope, but God delivered me out of that. I could have died in my sin. In hell, I would have lifted my eyes. But you see, we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. We all got a past. That's why I don't mind telling my story, because it was God that brought me through that. He gets the glory out of that. He gets the glory out of my life. Everything that we go through in this life is a part of our life story, and God is going to get the glory out of it. It's going to help somebody. And because he's going to help somebody, he's going to get the glory. It's nothing that I've done. I wasn't able to do nothing. I heard a preacher saying one time, when I lay these hands on you, you will be healed. Because he had a healing ministry. God used him greatly through a healing ministry. He uses us through prophecy, through healing ministry. He uses us. Some of us got a gift of help. You know, it just many things that God uses us, but it's to help others. And so he's supposed to get the glory out of whatever we do in this life. And I'm glad to give God the glory while I have a chance. Because I don't know, tomorrow may be too late. I might not can do it tomorrow. But in every situation, I want to give God the glory, because I see God in every way. I see him as a father that cares for me. When my husband died, when my father wasn't there for me, I saw God as a father. When my husband died, I see him as a husband. I'm still making it. The devil told me that I was going to lose my home. He told me I was going to have this cut off, that cut off. But let me tell you something. I never had nothing cut off. I didn't lose my home. I still got my home. My husband used to pay the bills. But guess what? God enabled me to do it. He was never my source. That's why I can give God the glory. My husband never was my source. My job is not my source. God is my source. When I realize that, then I lean not on the arms of flesh. Hallelujah. Because the Bible told me so. And if I lean on man and they disappoint me, then I could end up falling. But I'm going to put my trust in God. And I'm going to give him the glory for the things that he has done, he is doing, and he is going to do. Today I went to the car lot, and I traded my Jaguar in because I was having a little trouble out of it. I traded in, and I walked off the lot with another car today. To God be the glory.
Glory to God.
God be the glory. I had the Jaguar in the shop. Didn't go to get a car because I know I had my Jag in the shop. But I went there and I went to look at another car that I really liked, a Buick LaCrosse. I looked at that car and I said, this is nice. It's a big car. It got two sunroofs. It got all the, it got everything in there. It got the OnStar. It can find me if I get lost. Got a key. I can crank the car without getting in the car. And you know, it's a nice car, but you
praise
know, God be the glory.
Glory
material
to God.
Things does not blow my head up. It don't do it. You know what I said? Lord, I don't want to be selfish. I want to be able to be a blessing to others. Somebody might need a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to be the one to give them a ride.
Amen.
That's right. In my home, I have let people in my home stay with me. They promised me this and that, but then they didn't do like they said. But they was here. And until God gave them their place. But you know what? To God be the glory. Because you know what? Sometimes their motives might have been wrong when they came in, but God saw my heart. And he's going to bless me. See, I still got a roof over my head. I still get what I want. He said, believe that you have already received and you shall have whatsoever. I went to the lot today. I didn't go to get a car, y'all. But I looked at the car. We test drive the car. And I end up bringing the car home. And guess what? The Jaguar is still in the shop. I'm going to pick it up tomorrow, take it to the people, take them their car, trade in. But he let me bring my car home.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
So I'm trying to say,
hallelujah.
God works.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't we praise him? We got
yes.
to praise him. You yes. know what? I won't let nobody stop me from giving God the glory.
Mm-hmm.
He proved himself to me too many times, over and over again. He keep on blessing me. Keep on doing it. And you know what? It's not all about finance. It's not all about material things. But he gives me joy. When I should be crying, I got peace. When
yeah.
you got peace, you got a whole lot. You got Jesus. You got everything. And Jesus, main thing when he came and went to the cross, it was that his Father may be glorified in the Son. And every Christian should say, Lord, I want you to be glorified in my life. The scripture said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We ought to want to honor God in every way. Even when people do us wrong, we can take a licking and keep on ticking because we belong to Jesus. The greater one lives on the inside. That's why I pray and I ask God, help me to keep my mouth shut when I should and help me to speak when I should. So that ain't easy sometimes, y'all. It's not
man,
easy.
Amen.
But I'll tell you, that's why we got to always pray and never faint. But I thank and praise God just for an opportunity for speaking through these lips of clay, because that's one of my prayers, y'all. Lord, speak through these lips of clay. Use me for your glory. I don't care if it's giving somebody a drink of water. I do it as under God. When I go on my job, I see my coworkers ducking and diving and half doing their work and trying to just get paid and don't do what they don't give the qualified job, you know, work that they should be given because I'm study working. What my supervisor told me, she said, leave some of that work for the next shift. I say, while I'm on this shift is representing me. I cannot leave what I'm supposed to do. And I do my job. And I say, you got somebody that's willing to work. Somebody that comes to work and willing to do the job. And you telling me to leave some of the work? Oh, I had to put her in check. She had to think about that thing. And she fussing about some of the rest that's not doing what they should do. They never have to come check up on me. And I'm not boasting, but only in Christ Jesus, because I remember what the word said. The word of God said, give your master a good day's work. Those people are not no master over me, but I work for them. And I'm supposed to give them a good day's work. And that's what keeps me going and keep me doing my work. And I stay alert. That's another thing. I work at night, and it keeps me awake all night long.
Oh.
Because I'm working.
Praise God.
I thank God because, and Mother, I heard what you said. Praise God. See,
yes.
You gave God the glory.
Yes.
For being
Amen.
See, this is what we got to do. Help one another.
Yeah.
Be happy for others and watch God do the same thing for you.
We're so happy for you. We're very happy for you. Glory to God.
I know you are. And guess what? In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings upon my sisters and brothers that's listening to the voice, to my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, what you've done for me, open doors for them. Pour blessings upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to touch their bodies. Oh, God, for the enemy trying to afflict them, we bind him right now in Jesus' name. We come against him by the power that's invested in us. In Jesus' name, we take authority right now.
Amen.
You can't harm God's people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No
weapon
shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I would that you prosper. Be in good health.
Even.
Oh, prosper. And it is so. We decree and we declare. It is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo, glory.
Thank you. Wonderful Savior.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Dear Lord, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes, we do.
Can't help but give him the glory.
Mm-hmm.
We thank
you. We glorify him.
We need to be praised.
We praise.
Well, I want to thank God for everybody. I want to say good night and God bless you all and keep y'all and keep on doing what you're doing. Amen.
Amen. blessed.
All right.
Faith in your new car. God bless you.
Bless everyone. Amen.
Go ahead, sister. Amen. God bless y'all.